In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Sanctus, Sanctus, Sanctus. Dominus Deus Sabaoth. Lenis sunt caelo et terra, gloria tua. My brethren, the mystery we are called to contemplate on this day fills heaven and earth with awe. One God in three persons. The mystery of the Most Holy Trinity is present from the very first words of the Holy Scripture. But these words remain sealed. They remain mysterious until the coming of Christ. Because it was reserved to the Lamb of God to open the seal of the Holy Book and to give his disciples the right understanding. We remember when after his passion and resurrection, our Lord appeared to two of his disciples in the way to Emmaus. And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, our Lord gave them the right understanding concerning the Scriptures. And it is the same for us. The words of our Lord Jesus Christ bring light and understanding to the words of the Old Testament. So let us read some passages of the Old Testament through the light of Christ in order to see the manifestation of the Most Holy Trinity since the creation of the world. So let us begin with the very first verse of this scripture. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. It is written, In principio creavit Deus, caelum et terra. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. These words could pass without a further examination and simply signify that heaven and earth were created in the beginning of time. That is what we usually understand from this passage. And it is true. However, this interpretation alone would be insufficient, because there is something else behind this word, something deep and mysterious. God created heaven and earth in the beginning. But what is this beginning through which God created everything? In order to give an answer to this question, we have to appeal to the light of the New Testament, which will give us the key to understand the deep meaning of this word. And it is the Apostle St. John who is going to reveal to us the meaning of this beginning. In the very first words of his Holy Gospel, St. John totally uncovers the mystery. He says, "In principio era verbo." The beginning was the Word. So this is the key. The verbum, the Word, is the beginning through which God created heaven and earth. It means everything. And this Word is not something, but someone. This Word is the only begotten Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ. St. John continues, "And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Son was with God, and the Son was God. He was in the beginning with God. Everything was made through Him, and without Him, nothing of what exists was made." Our Lord Himself declared in the chapter 8 of the Gospel of St. John, "Ego sum principium," I am the beginning, He said. So God created everything, heaven and earth, the invisible and the visible, through His only begotten Son, who is His almighty Word. God spoke, and everything was made. And this Word of God is Jesus Christ. So this is what we can find in the very first verse of the Holy Scripture. As our Lord Himself said, through the mouth of the prophet, "In capite libri, scriptum est de me," in the head of the holy book, it is written about me. But if we move down to the second verse of the scripture, there we will find the Holy Spirit. It is written, "The Spirit of God moved over the water." And here this Spirit does not mean simply a wind blowing, but it means the Holy Spirit Himself. Like a dove that brings warmth, so life can spring forth from the egg. In the same way, the Holy Spirit was moving over the entire creation in order to bring life to everything. That's why He is called Dominum et Vivificantem, because He is Lord and the giver of life. Therefore, everything that was created by God was created through the Son in the Holy Spirit. Quoniam ex ipso, et per ipsum, et in ipso sunt omnia. The creation is the work of the whole Trinity. and the Son and the Holy Spirit are like the two hands of God by which He operates. And we can see this truth again in the creation of man. It is written that God said, "Facciamus hominem ad imaginem et similitudine nostra." Let us make man according to our image and likeness. And here we see that the Holy Scriptures employ the plural, clearly to signify the mystery of the Holy Trinity. Facciamo, let us make man according to our image and likeness. But here some people could say that God is addressing the angels, and that's the reason why He speaks in the plural. But what is necessary for us to know is that God is the only one who can create the angels. Because they are creatures, they do not have this divine power. Why would God tell them, "Let us make man," if they were unable to do so? So the truth is that God is not addressing the angels, but the Son and the Holy Spirit. Because we are made according to the image of God, we are made according to the image of the Most Holy Trinity. And we would have many more proofs concerning the presence of the mystery of the Most Holy Trinity in the Old Testament. But this one, taken from the first chapter of Genesis, should be enough. Enough for us to realize that our faith in the mystery of the Most Holy Trinity is not an invention of the church, is not an alteration of the truth, but it is the truth itself, and it was taught from the beginning in the Holy Scripture, and was finally clearly revealed to us by our Lord Jesus Christ Himself. He is the one who said in the Holy Gospel, "Go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." And it is, this is the destruction of the errors of the pagans, because we confess only one divinity. And this is the confusion of the perfidy of the Jews, because we confess three divine persons. And this is the faith of the church, without which no one can be saved. One God in three persons. So may our whole life be like a chant in honor of this great mystery. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.